Hi, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Everyone Needs a Mentor, was written by Allison Keita. As I walked into my new supervisor's office, I was feeling wary and emotionally raw. My old supervisor had run our department with harshness and condescension, often leaving me and others in tears. Now I wondered, what would my new boss be like? Soon after I stepped into my new boss's office, I felt my fears dissipate as he welcomed me warmly and asked me to share about myself and my frustrations. He listened intently, and I knew by his kind expression and gentle words that he truly cared. A believer in Jesus, he became my work mentor, encourager, and friend. The Apostle Paul was a spiritual mentor to Titus, his true son in our common faith. In his letter to Titus, Paul offered him helpful instructions and guidelines for his role in the church. He not only taught, but modeled how to teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine, set an example by doing what is good, and show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech. As a result, Titus became his partner, brother, and co-worker, and a mentor of others. Many of us have benefited from a mentor, a teacher, coach, grandparent, youth leader, or pastor who guided us with their knowledge, wisdom, encouragement, and faith in God. Who could benefit from the spiritual lessons you've learned in your journey with Jesus? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Titus chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. You, however, must teach what is appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled. In everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for great mentors and for the way they so selflessly give of themselves to us just as you do. We pray that you would give us the same heart of service to others and lead us to someone else today who might need our encouragement. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.